Good morning, children. It is the great one himself, the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSSC.com on the web. So I'm in the office / recording studio right now, fucking with the hardware and the software and backing up computers and moving things around and testing out some configurations for recording the podcast with the new hardware and the blah, 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 and the blah, 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 blah. And of course, along the way, I'm ranting to myself a little bit because that's just what I do. And I thought, hold on, I'm going to sit here and rant to myself. I should turn on the recorder and record this for posterity because I am perceptive and intelligent. Let me throw this out real quick. And so this is something I predicted, but apparently it was already going on and I didn't really realize it. So you may remember on the podcast, I said that you're going to the grocery store or the Walmart or whatever, and there's people standing, what do you want? Cancel. I don't have time for this right now. No, cancel. Which part of cancel do you not understand? There we go. Computer software. Going to the grocery store, there's a guy standing outside the door counting everybody going in and everybody going out. And I looked at this and I said, oh, what's going to happen next is that there's going to be a limit on the number of people allowed in the grocery store at any given time. Well, apparently this was not so much as a prediction as this is what was actually going on. I just never realized it because the times I was going to the grocery store was not filling up to peak. And I figured this out because yesterday, which was Saturday, today is Sunday, which is the, here in the People's Soviet Socialist Republic of Colorado, this is the last day of the stay-at-home order. Tomorrow, we go into phase two, which is titled the Orwellian phrase of safer at home. The pure, truly, I mean, I hate to keep going back to this, but it's so fucking true. When T.J. Martinell wrote his article about how dystopian fiction is dead because we live in a dystopia and you can't make things up that are more dystopian than the world we live in. I mean, the man was ahead of the fucking curve. You can just see the posters on the wall with Big Brother's face. You know, it says across the top, you are safer at home. I mean, God, the revolution, the shooting cannot start soon enough. And for the, anyway, let's not go down that path because I got stuff to do and this is supposed to be a short podcast. Which I'm going to talk about something which I haven't even started talking about yet because I'm tangenting. So I swing by the grocery store yesterday. Hang on, I got to hit the goddamn cancel button a few more times because the software just can't work with me. It just doesn't understand what cancel means. It's so complicated. And it's kind of like the Second Amendment. We can't really figure out what the Second Amendment means. It's really complicated. Man, boy, my linkage this weekend was brilliant with all that information about all the falsified statistics about how many people have been infected with Wuhan virus. Gosh, I wonder if anyone's going to read any of that and process it and pull their heads out of their asses. No, of course not. God forbid that we do any thinking, right? The government, Big Brother said, you're safer at home. Hold on, I got to, give me a second. Okay, so I went out bike riding, trail running yesterday, and I was going to stop at the grocery store on the way back because I figured, hey, you know, it's the weekend. You know, there are people who still have jobs, they'll probably be shopping for groceries on the weekend. Might be more people in the grocery store than normal. Might be some cute babes. Because girls, because that's what we're coming to in a minute. We're going to talk about girls. Because, of course, my life revolves around women, and I put women on a pedestal, and blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about that in a minute. And so I swing by the grocery store, and there's the guy out front, like there always is, with his little iPad where he's counting people. And there's this little sign there that says limited entry. And there's a line of people standing there wearing their fucking mask, of course, 6 feet apart from each other, waiting to get into the grocery store. And I just stopped my bike and I stood there and I looked at it. And there it is. It's the leftist wet dream come true. It's people standing in a line, physically, emotionally, mentally distanced from each other, waiting to be allowed to have access to food. And I looked at that and I thought to myself, okay, at what point are those of you who keep going around going, well, I got my guns, but I'm not going to shoot anybody until the time is really here. Guys, the time is here, you fucking faggots. The time to start shooting politicians has come and gone. I mean, at this point, you just admit that you missed your opportunity. But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is girls. What? Hold on. Why is this folder empty? An error has occurred. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Verification failed. Fuck. All right, let me do this. All right, I guess we're gonna try this again. Fucking technology. I have noticed a trend here and there, little bits on the interwebs. I'm not here to have an opinion on this yet because I haven't had time to evaluate it and think it over. I'm throwing this out because I want to know if you're seeing this also. This could very well just be my imagination, okay? But I'm going to be looking for this a little bit more and start thinking about it. But I'm noticing there's this trend, and it comes from religious, you know, Catholic, Christian, Protestant. Well, I don't know if I want to say I don't know the differences enough between all these Christian religious sects, but it's coming from Christians/Catholics. And it's this trend where they're starting to harshly evaluate / attack pickup artist. And the general argument always seems to be the same thing. They come forth and they say, well, people who are blue, you know, men who are blue-pilled center their lives around women, and they idolize women and they put women on pedestals. And then pickup artists are exactly the same way, because pickup artists are trying to get girls and have sex with lots of women, and they're idolizing women and putting women on a pedestal and blah, blah, blah. And I'm not really sure. See, once again, I'm not here to evaluate this yet. I'm saying I've noticed this trend that the Christian right is beginning to attack pickup artists for the sin of pedestalizing women. Now, what this reminds me of is the way the political right loves to attack and demonize libertarians, right? How, whatever it was over long ago, I read to you or talked about the thing or whatever about how libertarian government can't work. You know, some fucking right, what was it? It was a podcast? It was something, some fucking, you know, semi-neo-Nazi, alt-right fucking cucked faggots went on this diatribe about how libertarian government can't work. You know, we got all the five questions libertarians can't answer, right? So those of you on the political alt-cuck right have this weird obsession with libertarianism. And I'm starting to notice from the religious cuck right this obsession they have with pickup artist. And while I don't have an evaluation of the religious cuck right slash pickup artist thing yet, I do have an evaluation of the phenomenon as a whole for the religious cuck right and for the political alt cuck right and their obsession, their need to attack libertarians and their need to attack pickup artists. First of all, this is why you guys are losing. Okay, this is why the right has lost the culture war. This is why we, as a society, I didn't get into the line because I'm not going to get in the line. I'll go back when there's no line. This is why people are standing in a line wearing masks 6 feet apart, waiting to go in a grocery store to buy their frozen Eggo waffles. It's because you personally, this is you personally, this is not an abstract. If you personally have ever spent any portion of your life attacking libertarians because libertarian government won't work, or attacking pickup artists because they pedestalize women, you can go ahead and put yourself in this category. You are the people who have given control of our society to the leftist fucking blue pill cuck faggots who are in favor of open borders and diversity. It is because of you that we are safer at home and have to stand 6 feet apart from each other. Attacking libertarians and pickup artists is something that the cuck right does because it's safe. Okay, libertarians and pickup artists are fairly small groups of people who are, and relatively speaking, when I say fairly, okay, I should say relatively small to the entire population, relatively small groups of people who are relatively isolated in their ideological beliefs, right? The vast majority of people, 80% of people or more, do not agree with libertarianism. 80% of people do not agree with the underpinnings of pickup artistry. By underpinnings, I mean the social, psychological, evolutionary understanding of the dynamics between men and women. I mean, because, for example, the understanding of women we get from someone like Rollo, that is the theory. Then the application of that to the real world, that is game. And so the percentage of the population that is going to read Rollo Tomassi's book and agree with what he's written and then go and apply that in the world is tiny. So you've got here two small, relatively isolated groups of people who don't have very much power, right? Once again, you can lose your job because anybody with a vagina says that you pounded her too. But, you know, you can shit in the face of a pickup artist or a libertarian all day long, and there's no danger to you at all here. And in that sense, you know, this is the right-wing version of virtue signaling. Just like when a leftist sits there and says, look how brave I am. I'm a vegetarian and I believe in open borders. Well, you're not brave because you're not really saying anything that anyone's going to argue with. And cucked right-wingers are doing exactly the same thing when they come forth and say, yeah, man, those libertarians, they're so stupid. Libertarian government will never work. And those pickup artists, oh my God, they're just pedestalizing women. Those pickup artists, oh, they're so disgusting. You're just virtue signaling because you're taking a baseball bat and you're smacking the low-hanging fruit off of the tree. And the reason that right-wing cucks devote their time to attacking libertarians and pickup artists is because these right-wing cucks don't have the balls to attack their actual enemies. The open border people, the socialist, the LGBTQKKK+. They're terrified of those people, absolutely fucking terrified of them. And as a part of the attack on the pickup artist from the religious cuck right, what we see is this attack on game. Game itself. Game, which is the application in the real world of the theories such as have been written and put forth by Rollo Tomassi in The Rational Male, by Nick Krauser in his books. And the fact that religious right-wing cucks are so busy devoting their energy to attacking game, to attacking, you know, interacting with women in a specific way based upon your understanding of women. Like this is what these people are seeing as a threat. This is what they see as a topic that needs to be talked about. As opposed to, you know, things like, oh, look, we're in a pandemic, but gee, a bunch of the stats on who's actually died from Wuhan virus have actually been inflated because people are guessing about who's died from the virus as opposed to doing any actual research. And here's this guy over here who did all the math and figured out that the isolation isn't doing any good. And here we got all these countries that aren't doing all this stupid shit and they're doing just fine. And all the cases are in New York City and the vast majority of the cases have pre-existing conditions. And I got to stand in line to get food 6 feet apart from other people wearing masks. And the government has completely destroyed the economy. But what I need to be focusing on as a conservative Christian right-wing cuck is that there's these guys out there who are learning game and they're pedestalizing women. And so I don't yet have a theory on why these cucks are doing this. And maybe it's not a thing. Maybe I've just seen a couple of isolated cases. So I'm going to be looking for this a little bit more and thinking it through and looking for some more examples to see if I'm making this up or if this is for reals. I just wanted to toss this out also because I got to have a podcast for Monday. And no, but I do. Obviously, I got to have a podcast for Monday. And I'm still working. Come on, computer, work with me. Yes, restart. It's not that hard. All right, there's that. And now I'm just in the mode where if I keep talking, I'm just going to babble because I think I've said what I need to say. All right, bitches, peace out.